Would you join with me in prayer? O Lord God, we thank you for the means of grace, and we thank you for your mercies. And Lord God, as we are here this morning, we remember it was but a year ago that there were rumblings, news of a revival, and revival activity, it seemed, in a college town in Kentucky. And a year has passed. And as we look at those events, we see that the local churches are not more full, that people have walked away and grown cold. And what appeared to many as revival was nothing more than apparently a brief momentary blowing of the Spirit, perhaps, or at worst, people looking for an experience in and of itself. And Lord, this is not to pray judgment upon those who were involved in that or we who thought of it. Rather an appeal. O Lord, pass us not by. O Lord God, let not the Holy Spirit leave this land or your church in this land. Leave us not with mere experiences of the body. Draw us ever closer to you. Oh God, how we repent of our deadness, that we cannot feel the flame of love and divine holiness towards us in Christ, and that we often are critical or just plain profane, that we would rather live each day as it comes and look at that day as what life is about. Oh Lord God, we pray. And I pray for this people you've gathered even here. Lord, move our hearts. Look at, help us to see our lives in light of your word. Open to us the portals of heaven. Draw us near, O God. Work in us, we pray. And whether you would choose to pour out your Spirit in a particular place or throughout your church, we leave that to your sovereign will. Whether it would be here or anywhere, Lord, we ask that you would do it. We would earnestly pray and ask that you would cause us to be upon our knees in prayer as we see the effects of sin, the collapse of society in so many ways, the lack of reverence, the evilness of the human heart, the abuse of children and giving them over to death or to people's own selfish ends. Oh Lord God, leave us not to these things. Oh Lord God, would you bring true revival? Would you open hearts to the things of the Spirit? Would you open hearts to Christ? Would you cause us to see our sins as we've been called in this word this morning? Oh Lord God, leave us not. But rather draw us close to you. Open up our hearts to you, as ugly as they may be. Lord, as hurt as we are by the losses of this life and the struggles that we have, may we give them to you and no longer hold them against you, but rather might we ask for your mercy. Oh, Lord God, work in us. Leave us not. Draw us near. May we find hope, confidence in Christ. May it well up within us as a fountain of everlasting life and power that would cause us to move and live in this world as lights for Jesus. Would you call many from their sins? O Lord God, leave us not and pass us not by, but fill us, keep us, bless us, use us. And so we pray for our missionaries. We pray for your church. We pray for our land. We pray for our world. We ask. We beseech you, O God. Have mercy yet again. In Jesus' name we pray.